I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So over the weekend, 31 members of the national white supremacist group Patriot Front, which you may have heard of before, were arrested Saturday in Idaho and charged with conspiracy to riot, which is a misdemeanor. They're already out, according to police. With us to discuss it is Will Carlos, national correspondent at USA Today. Thanks for joining us, Will.
Thanks for having me on.
Of course. So can you give us the details on the situation that have been made public?
Sure. So what we know is that an onlooker basically saw these guys loading into a U-Haul truck. He described them as looking like a small army, immediately called the police. And about 10 minutes later, the police pulled over the U-Haul, and inside were 31 members of Patriot Front who have now been, as you mentioned, they were all charged with one misdemeanor count of conspiracy to incite a riot. They're all out of prison. I think they all got out of jail on a $300 bond each and will be arraigned at some point in the next few weeks.
It's so wild, especially given that this past weekend was the sixth anniversary of the Pulse nightclub massacre, that this would be going on. But, I mean, I guess happy Pride, folks. I would like to know, were they planning on acting violently? I feel like they were. I mean, they had their masks and their uniforms and their smoke bomb, and they looked like a small army. Do we know if they were actually planning on inflicting harm?
That's a good question, and I think that's what they're going to try and that's what the police and the investigators are going to have to try and figure out. I will note that Patriot Front's MO in the past has been to kind of show up, do like a flash mob thing where they kind of walk around and chant, and then they get back in their U-Hauls and they go away, you know. So if they were planning a violent confrontation, whether it was with, Pride folk or with Antifa or anyone else who was around, that would be a significant sort of change in tactics for them. That would be a ramping up for them.
Well, I guess people who go to Pride are used to hateful people coming up and chanting, but if they're bringing
Antifa
guns...
Antifa ain't Pride.
Yeah, I don't remember. I've yet to meet a member of Antifa. So what are they facing if they're convicted on this charge, and is it possible they could be charged with more?
That's a good question. I'm not sure what the minimum or maximum sentence is for this, but it is a misdemeanor. I mean, I imagine it's probably a small fine or something like that. As for, you know, bigger charges, you mentioned weapons. The only kind of quote-unquote weapons that I've heard about were shields that they were carrying, and one of them had a smoke grenade. It's possible that they had other weapons and they could face other weapons charges. I mean, it's really interesting that this happened in, you know, a very conservative area of Northern Idaho that's kind of been recently taken over by super right-wing, super extremist, I think it's fair to say, politicians. So I think that'll play a part in this. It'll be interesting to see how the whole, you know, how the prosecution pans out.
It's also telling that none of these 31 people were from Idaho. They're from all over the United States. What is the United States government doing to combat domestic terrorism and white supremacy?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, I think it is fair to say that since President Biden got into office, there's been a real 180 in terms of kind of tackling domestic extremism. I mean, this went from white supremacy, domestic extremism went from something that Donald Trump, you know, basically ignored and said didn't exist.
And endorsed.
And that trickled down. And endorsed to a certain extent. I think that's, you know, that's fair enough to say. But then since Biden has taken over, this has become a major priority for the federal government. So, you know, bulletins, the national security protocols all talk about domestic extremism being the number one threat, as indeed I believe and a lot of experts on extremism believe it is.
One part scary and one part bizarre. So should Pride festivals be on the lookout? I mean, what else could possibly happen if this is possible?
I think they absolutely should be on the lookout. So what we've seen in this movement, so basically what we've seen is on the extreme right, a lot of these different groups, whether they're white supremacists, Proud Boys, Q, QAnon followers, you know, radical conservative, hateful Christians. What we've seen is we've seen them coalesce from time to time over different issues. They all coalesced around the anti-vaccine stuff. Then they coalesced around anti-mask mandates. And the big issue for them is currently trans rights and, you know, and pride issues, essentially. So what we're going to see, I'm afraid to say, is I think that any sort of overt display, any sort of overt, basically coming together of you know, pride folks is going to have to be watching out. You know, it's going to have to be really careful, particularly if they're in kind of deep red states like Idaho. I think they should be very careful.
Well, to Shar's point about what the federal government is doing, what are the laws in place to prevent and these things and arrest people on if they do try to do these things? It's because it seems like if a misdemeanor is all they can be charged with, there isn't a lot of incentive to not do more of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a catch-22, right? Because you get them on the misdemeanor before they've done anything wrong. You know what I mean? Like, had these guys gotten to where they were going and then gone out and assaulted people or, you know, done something else, they could be facing much more serious charges. So it's kind of this catch-22 of, like, you know, if you want to prevent these things from happening, then, like, I think a lot of people would argue, hey, it's great, even though they're only facing small charges, it's great that these guys were stopped, they were embarrassed, and, you know, they didn't go out and cause any real harm to, you know, to the people trying to enjoy their day. So, you know, when they do, if and when there isn't an incident where people like this do get in amongst, in amongst the folk that they seem to harm, then we can see, you know, the full force of the law come down on them. You know, they can get charged with other things. But until they do something, obviously there's only so much you can charge them with.
But yeah, it shouldn't even take all of that. It shouldn't have to take for people to get injured and or killed for something to be done. That's what's really troubling to me. Final question, because we only have a few seconds. In what ways can LGBTQ plus people kind of make sure that, you know, we're hyper-vigilant but still able to have fun in these spaces?
Oof, wow, so many ways. I mean, I think it's, you know, I think that having an open channel of communication with law enforcement is extremely important. I would urge folk to, you know, to coordinate with law enforcement and make sure that there's a large contingent. Unfortunately, I mean, it's so sad that we're talking about this in 2022. It's absolutely crazy. But, you know, one of the things the police said this weekend was, look, one of the reasons we were able to adapt to this situation and to go and get these guys so quickly was that there were so many of us already out on the street. So I think that's the number one thing, is work with law enforcement to make sure that these spaces are protected and people are protected.
Well, thanks so much for joining us, Will Carlos, national correspondent at USA Today. What an informative conversation.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, absolutely. Coming up next, what celebrity came forward to defend Rebel Wilson against the journalist that almost outed her? You want to stick around? We got more great show for you coming up after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.